Few Goldilocks Bears podcasts with Vincent Cloud,
John Nemitz,
and David Lauer.
And this is a show, you might say, where we talk about loves, hates, and then everything in between. You know, you could be indifferent. You can be ambivalent. You can be on the fence. You don't know what to think yet, but you're going to
tell
make
me what
your
to think.
decision. Yeah. we call it mysteries, but it's more like mysteries to us. We just aren't letting each other know until the very end. But before we do any of that, we do the Deja Fuse. It's a segment where we talk about old topics. I will go. Okay, so long time ago, I was talking about how I hate space travel because, well, I listed a number of reasons, but one of them was, you know, they can't filter out the air or whatever. So, like, you know, the fart from day one will be with you throughout the entire mission. But then we covered how I hate nose blindness. So there you go. You probably get used to it, and you can't no longer smell those ancient farts. You know?
Yeah, they're pretty happy for nose blindness, I imagine.
Yeah. So yeah, there we go. So I feel like that's. I mean, there's other stuff that I don't like about space travel, but it takes care of the smell thing. That's cool. Yeah, there you go.
Man, I haven't heard much about sending people to Mars lately. Have you guys?
No. Was
Maybe
that a thing for a while?
I mean, yeah, like a few years ago, it seemed like people were way, way more into the idea of manned Mars missions and like talking about like one-way trips and all that shit. But I haven't heard anything for years now.
I can't remember. How long would it take to get over there? Do you know?
I don't remember for sure. It's definitely along the order of months.
I think it's like 9 months or something like that.
9 months. But there's
Yeah,
just
I
no
mean,
way to get back?
well, it. I mean, you could, like if you sent a ship that can take off or whatever and get back, but they're just playing with the idea of, yeah, just sending people and supplies, and then you just keep sending more supplies, basically, rather than sending an ability for people to get back.
Wow.
Yeah. And they can't, you can't just like leave at any time. You have to wait until like the orbits synchronize. So that way you launch from Earth at the proper spot. So it's the shortest trip possible. So you have to like, you can only do it at, you know, a certain window of time during the year.
Oh,
But
shit.
yeah, it was, I remember Elon Musk always talking about that. But I mean, it's probably why he's kissing a lot of political butt is he's trying to get the funding for it. He's like, I ain't paying for Mars. He's like, I gotta get somebody else to pay for it. Here, Trump, pay for this. Send me to Mars.
I can think of worse things he'd do with the money, so.
Yeah, geez. Let's get the show started, shall we? I believe, John, you are starters.
I am ready to start. I love co-op grocery stores. So these are usually pretty small stores where instead of it being owned by some mega corporation, it's the ownership is shared by the people who shop there. So like you can do the bare minimum of being an owner, which is what I do these days, where you buy in one time, then you're always a member, and then you can get like a percentage off your groceries like once a quarter or something like that. And if you want, you can vote in matters concerning the store, like who they're going to hire as a manager, or do we want to add on to the store, like those kind of big decisions. And then potentially like you get like if they make a profit, you can get like a dividend check at the end of the year. But That hasn't happened so much in my experience. It's more just like, oh, we're gonna put this money back into the store, which makes more sense. But there, I just, apart from like, I love the business model, I also like the shopping experience so much more. Like I just feel overwhelmed at like normal grocery stores where there's just like so many options for like essentially the same thing. And it's like, I don't know, I'll take this fifth brand of cereal. Like I don't need that many options. And I'm always amazed, like the co-op I go to has like four aisles, yet somehow they have like everything I go in there for. And especially like they'll have like the weird specialty items, like I want like a can of mock duck or something like that, and they'll have it. And they'll often have like pre-prepared deli foods, and they're being a like a niche, I don't know how to say that, vendor. They'll always do like the vegan and gluten-free stuff and whatnot. So like they always have way better options for that stuff than the normal grocery store does.
Oh.
And
What store do you is it?
I mean, there's a ton of them in the Twin Cities. Like I always used to go to the Hampton Park Co-op in St. Paul. Now I go to the East Side Co-op in Minneapolis more often, but like I can think of like six of them off the top of my head here, in the area. And I like usually in even in other big cities you'll find like one or two of them. Like for whatever reason, people are really into them here.
Can you own stock in all those stores? Spread it
Yeah,
around? Yeah?
absolutely. Yep.
Oh,
You don't
shit.
have to pick a loyalty. You can play all sides.
Okay, cool. I think we have a Woodman's here, and I believe that's that. Yeah, that's definitely co-op because they're like, hey, like they mentioned that every time you get there and stuff. So maybe I should buy in. Was it pretty expensive, or does it matter? I imagine it just depends.
Yeah, it depends on the store, but it's like a one-time fee, and they usually have like a thing where if you're gonna move away, you can just sell your share back to them. So it's pretty low commitment.
Wow. Cool.
I think Woodman's is technically different
Ah.
because they're employee owned, but it's not technically a co-op.
Oh,
Because I don't,
shit.
even though it's employee owned, I don't think you have all the benefits of like an actual co-op, but it's similar.
Would you what about co-ops for you, Dave? You can join?
I went to an app on my phone where you can look up local co-ops and you can pull down the list of states, and I'm going alphabetically and I'm looking for Oklahoma, and it's like Ohio, and then it's just like Nebraska, and then I'm like, oh, there's no Oklahoma. There's not one co-op in all of
Wow.
Oklahoma. There's like two in Kansas, like one's in Kansas City and then another one fairly close to Kansas City. But I, like you were saying, John, like I love the business model of it. I think it's great. I wish there was more stuff like that. Like, I haven't really thought about it, but I feel like I wish they did that model for, different types of things, because it's like I really have gotten into like trying to like support local small businesses. It's more expensive, but when you can, it's really awesome to like, rather than like buy my eggs at Walmart, if I can buy them from a local farmer, I'll do it. Because you're helping someone local, and it makes more sense to kind of just keep things local, because that's the way it really should be, rather than just funneling our money to some giant mega corporation.
Yeah, I think
Agreed.
I'll look into it. I think I want to join one for sure. Sounds cool.
Yeah, I feel like that I went to one in Eau Claire actually on that Water Street. I don't
Is
remember.
it? Oh, really? On West Street.
I think it's on Barstow. I saw it on the app.
Oh, that could be. Yeah.
What is it called? Barstow.
I swear it was like Menominee something, is what it
Yeah, that
said.
sounds right.
Hy-Vee, does that ring any bells? There's a Hy-Vee. We got one of them.
Yeah, that they're just a normal grocery store over there.
Ah. Well, shit. Segway challenge?
Before the segue, that remember that Thai place we ate at? It was like right across the street from there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay, cool. I'll have to check it out then. I'm sold.
All
After
right,
we do the segue.
the next topic is only for members, so
Oh,
you're gonna
shit.
have to buy in if you
Wait a minute.
want.
So is that why I was able to just walk into Woodman's without getting the rigmarole or
No,
whatever?
you anyone can shop there. Yeah.
I was like,
They
is
might
this a Sam's Club sort of thing?
No, they might have like members discounts or something like that, but not anyone can shop there. We want everyone's money.
Right, either Dave or I. What do you think, Dave?
I can go.
Yeah? All right.
Should I go with love, hate, or indifference?
You
Yeah,
just
one of those are a mystery.
Wait a minute, dude. I'm interested in the love. That's what jumped out to
All
me.
right. My love is I love being a fan of something first, like before that thing becomes popular. Like, there's just something awesome about, like, oh, I love this thing. And then it gets super popular afterwards. And you're like, hey, man, like, I was a big fan of this before all you bandwagon fans jumped on. And you're like, oh, yeah, oh, this is cool. So I'm going to start liking it too. It's like, I got in at the ground floor while it was like still, before they sold out, while it was like still like indie. I don't have like a bunch of examples. I have a few, like from my childhood. I've talked about how I love Zelda, but like I loved Zelda when I was 5 years old and there was only one Zelda game to exist. Like I loved it then. So like now it's weird. Like I go trick-or-treating and there's like 5 and 6 year olds dressed up as Link and Zelda, and I'm like, it blows my mind because I never would have thought of more than 30 years ago that it would be such like a cultural phenomenon all these years later. And people like there's just, 20 different games and it's so hugely popular. I think it's awesome. And I'm like, yeah, I love Zelda back when it was like just almost like a nothing. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't a nothing. It was a hugely popular game, but there was only one of them and it was like the beginning of it all. I also like when I look at like kids who love Star Wars, they say they love Star Wars, and I love Star Wars too. But then they like list a bunch of names of TV shows and movies that I've never seen because there's so many Star Wars things out there. So that one's a little different because it's like, oh, I love the original trilogy, and then I love the prequel trilogy, but then from there on out, I kind of don't like a lot of the new Star Wars stuff. So it's like, but I feel like, I'm an OG because I like the original stuff. But like it happens with music too, where you love like a band before they get popular. So like I remember we were talking about like Conan O'Brien, and the band The Killers was on Conan O'Brien, and I had never heard of The Killers. They have the famous song Mr. Brightside. I like Conan had him on, and they're like, and he's like, their album comes out next week or something like that. And like, I went to Best Buy the next week or two. I bought the album and I listened to that album like nonstop for a couple months. And then, like, 3 months after the album came out, all of a sudden it started to climb the charts, and then it was a top 10 song, and it was like this huge deal, and everybody knew about The Killers. And I was like, whoa, I'm like, I knew about them before any of you guys knew about them. And I felt like I had like a certain kind of credibility to me. I was like, yeah, I was like, I knew about these guys before they were big. Then let's see. And there's other like random things where I feel like I was there first, where everybody kind of hates on the band Nickelback. I hated Nickelback when I first heard them. All right. Like everybody wants to be like, oh yeah, it's fun to hate on Nickelback. Like the hate has gone way too far, and it's weird because I've always hated them. I actually am kind of a fan of them now, just for like nostalgia reasons. And I'm like, a Nickelback song comes on, I'm like, yeah, it's not that bad. But then there's other stuff. There's like sports where it's like I've been a fan of this team forever, and then all of a sudden they're good, and then a bunch of people like jump on the bandwagon because they're like, oh yeah, now I'm a fan of them. And it's like, you weren't there in the dark ages, the dark times when we would lose every game. What do you guys have? Like, what is something that like you were a fan of before it got popular?
I staked claim to Dragon Ball. This was the first season when Goku was a kid, and I was like, oh shit. Like I remember my siblings and I would watch that show, and then like what the next season it turned into like the muscle bound thing that it's known for. And that blew up, but I was always like, yeah, but you guys weren't there when Goku was a kid flying on that little cloud and stuff. And like, there was literal Dragon Balls to be collected. Like, why is it called Dragon Ball anything when there's no Dragon Balls in the Z? Like, I never see them anyways. So yeah, that's mine. What about you, John?
Maybe. So I used to listen to a lot of like punk music, and some of that would be, hit the mainstream. I guess like AFI was a band that I was very into, and then they at some point became like a radio band. And like their music like became very different though once they, kind of made it bigger. And that sometimes happens. I don't know, with punk bands, it always seems to happen more, I think, that they become poppier than other bands. And I always, like, I'm just kind of thinking of how sometimes, like, a thing becoming popular makes your experience worse. But like you want to be happy that they're successful or whatever, I guess. Like, I'm thinking about like a restaurant that it's like a hole in the wall, and you can go there and there's nobody there, and you feel like you have the place to yourself, and then they all of a sudden they become popular, and it's like, oh, now it's like crowded and I don't like it. But it's like, oh, if they would have like stayed the way they were all along, maybe they wouldn't even be in business anymore. So you have to balance that kind of stuff.
I kind of felt that way about Vince. Do you remember on Water Street in Eau Claire, like the Grand Illusion, that bar? I remember like back in 2005, like nobody went into that bar. It was like almost always empty. There was like a few people that would go in there. But then as time went on, it like got more and more popular, and then it was just like filled with people, and it was like, it used to be cool when it was underground and no one went there. And it was just, I don't know, you kind of had the place to yourself. But then at some point, you'd walk in there and every booth would be filled. There's nowhere to go. And you're just, all right, let's just leave this place.
I want to throw out Kings of Leon. I knew about that fucking band way before Sex on Fire and what's that other bullshit song? Even though I really do like Sex on Fire, but I was like, I don't remember these fuckers when they look like a bunch of dorks, like a bunch of homeschooled kids and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden they're in the bars, playing in the bars all the time, the song, shit like that. So I was like, ah, but I have this unique experience. I dated this girl for a little while, and things ended. But after that, she blew up. She became popular, and like people knew about her and stuff. And so I always felt like, ah, I knew her before,
Yeah,
Yeah, that's how I feel.
And you're like, why is she popular? It's like there's nothing there. Like, move along.
No, I thought she was kick ass. I was like, no, she's funny and pretty and like all this stuff. Yeah, things just fell apart. And then everyone else was like, she's like funny and pretty. I'm like, yeah, I know that. Yeah, I felt really snobby.
Vince, I recall you turned me on to a TV show, like, and it's at the end of the first season of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And you were saying, you're like, man, I really like this show. It's got like these three young no-name actors in it, but I'm scared because the producers decided they want to hire a big name star for the show. It's going to be Danny DeVito. And we were like, you knew about this show beforehand, and you're like, you're questioning the decision. I was too. I was like, yeah, it's better if there's just nobodies on the show rather than bringing in a big star like Danny DeVito. And now looking back, 15 years in the future, it's like, man, that show is amazing with Danny DeVito. And like, in so many ways, I have like, it revitalized his career in a lot of ways, and he really added so much to the show. I can't even imagine the show without him. But you knew about that show like before anybody.
What about like how Black Eyed Peas fans would be like, oh, we knew about them way before Fergie joined, you know? Like she was the Danny DeVito to their group. Like,
Really? I didn't know they existed before Fergie.
yeah, and they're trying to exist after her and they're just not doing it. Oh, so we need a Danny DeVito. We need a Fergie. I've been saying this for a while. Preferably a Fergie. Like I want a woman on this goddamn show because I want to talk about breastfeeding in public. But I feel like we can't.
Hey, I have opinions on that. I mean,
Right? I have a lot of opinions on shit. I want to talk
who
to a woman
cares? Go
about this.
for it.
No. I need someone from a perspective that's not ours, you know?
I mean, you're not wrong,
I want to be
but
able to say moist and say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to use that word. There's just oh God.
wait, is that word more gross to women? Is that
Yeah,
the
that's
thing?
the yeah, that was my
Oh, I've
joke.
heard plenty of men grossed out by that word too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bunch of pussies out there.
Wow.
See, I, again, like saying all this stuff, I'm doing it on purpose, but like, I really do want a woman on here, but God damn it, where are they? Yeah, you know, the minute you want them to talk, they shut up. All right.
Yeah,
Anything else?
I wonder what's keeping them away.
Right. Yeah, I have no clue. Anything else? Segue challenge?
I bet Vince knew about this next topic before the rest of us.
All you posers. Okay, you know what? Let's go into indifference, although it might be ambivalence. So this is when an artist dies, only then is their work celebrated or appreciated. This is coming off the heels of losing David Lynch. We were talking about him a previous episode, and and then this, you see all these posts and stuff, and like, oh man, you guys don't know about this. And it was a little bit like, oh, we knew about David Lynch, and now you guys are celebrating him, but we knew about Blue Velvet and Wild at Heart and shit like that, you know? But I guess what it is that I'm glad that they're getting all this attention, but it's just because now they're past, and now people are like, well, let's focus on the good and let's celebrate that person. It's just that I'm sure they could have used it before that. You know, like, why couldn't David Lynch get super popular because people rediscovered Blue Velvet or something? You know, like, it always feels weird when we lose someone and then it's like, oh, let's remember. Let's look at all this stuff. I wanted to mention, what did I write? Oh, you don't know what you got till it's gone. That's too bad. It's kind of like when John Lennon died, then people are like, oh my gosh, he was so good. Well, people knew who he was, but they gave him the Grammy that year for Double Fantasy. So him and his wife, Yoko, they won that year. And now Yoko has a Grammy because she was with her husband and stuff. Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight, did he get that award because he passed away, or was he that good? You know, you got to look at the people he was going against, Michael Shannon in Revolutionary Road, you know?
I think he was totally deserving of it. Yeah. And I think we've had two other, we have Jared Leto has played the Joker and then Joaquin Phoenix, but a lot of people still prefer Heath Ledger's Joker.
Jack Nicholson.
But yeah, I just wanted to, I think Norm Macdonald too. There was a lot of Norm Macdonald love, but I'm sure he's like, eh, where was that before? I can't do a Norm Macdonald. I just tried. That was terrible. I can't do it. Damn it. Yeah, what do you guys have to say when an artist dies? Only then their work is appreciated and whatnot.
So I was thinking of like even the more extreme examples, like all these like painters and authors and stuff from the past who like died poor and then somehow their work took off. Like wasn't like Vincent Van Gogh like that, and like Emily Dickinson and I don't know, like different composers and stuff.
Tesla.
Oh yeah. But yeah, then the resurgence of interest in them when they die, like immediately when they die, like I wasn't even thinking about that, but that's a good point. And I was actually thinking about that because like I always feel like a poser, like mentioning something or getting into something right after they die. Like, you know, if you look at my Letterboxd diary, I was actually like the week before he died, I had logged a bunch of like Lynch short films, and then I was just kind of keeping along going with him, like, oh, now everyone's gonna think I'm just watching these because he just died. Like that thought actually crossed my mind. Not that it matters, but I do think about that kind of stuff.
I
All
do
right.
like kind of celebrating someone's life through like when Norm Macdonald died, like everyone was sharing like different video clips of like different jokes he does. And like it's awesome. And like, yeah, like I do agree. Like Norm Macdonald should have been more popular than he was when he was still around. But it's not like he was unemployed or anything like, you know, like Nikola Tesla, which is like crazy. He's like one of the, you know, most brilliant minds of his time, but then, you know, kind of was like poor and penniless towards the end of his life. Didn't really get any recognition. And then now we're like, yeah, this guy's way better than Edison. That guy was a tool.
Yeah. God.
And there's a lot of like, I think there's a lot of artists, like musicians, who were popular, but then when they passed away, if they passed away at the proper time, then they just reached like another stratosphere. And I would say that with like Jim Morrison from The Doors, like him passing made The Doors even more popular than they were at the time. And we also like we missed out on, you know, he could have made music for another 30 or 40 years, and maybe he would have made really bad music, and we all would have been like, man, he really trashed his legacy. Who knows? Like, and then there's like, I always think of like Tupac. Tupac was super famous and popular at the time, but I feel like Tupac gets too much credit for being good.
Too much credit.
Exactly. TU, too. I don't know.
T-T-U. Who
The
was oh,
TU.
James Dean, right? James Dean makes only three movies, passes away, and they're like, oh my God, what a godsend, and stuff like that, you know.
Amy Winehouse comes to mind.
Yeah.
No.
No? Why?
No, I'm just quoting her song, but differently.
Oh.
Yeah, all those people that pass, that you definitely get a boost. I was gonna say, I think Sinead O'Connor, wasn't there like, oh, looking back when she tore the picture of the Pope, but wasn't she trying to say like about the pedophilia or something? Is that what she was trying to
I
do?
think so, yeah.
Yeah. And that was decades before that was kind of revealed, I want to say. So yeah, when
Yeah.
she died, then people were like, holy shit, she was trying to tell us, you know? One person where it was very difficult to do this, but he did get some love, Dustin Diamond, you know, Screech
Oh,
from,
yeah.
yeah. People were like, well, yeah, he did the voice and stuff, but it was very hard to ignore how much of an asshole he was after that. You know, like people, he did reality TV shows and stuff, and he fucking stabbed a guy on Christmas in a bar in Wisconsin. I mean, like, that's like four strikes. Yeah. Oh, Luke Perry, when he passed, people were like, have you heard of this movie called 8 Seconds? I'm like, yes, I've heard about it for a long time. Like, I remember seeing it. I'm like, this kid from 90210 can actually act. But like he never got any accolades from that, you know, like it really was too bad.
Was that the bull riding movie?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah. He was very good. I think that's his only lead role ever, I want to say.
I had no idea who the lead was. I just remember the movie.
It's good stuff. But yeah, I wanted to say though, the whole David Lynch thing, like when he passed, I was like, oh, I want to finally watch Blue Velvet, which I did, fucking loved. And now I'm watching more Twin Peaks. I watched two episodes last night and I was like, oh
Heck
my
yeah.
gosh, I love it. And I listened to the full soundtrack for season one and I want to buy it now. It's fantastic. So I don't know. I guess
Good stuff.
it's just too bad that that's what it takes to be appreciated, you know? So 2 years from now, they're gonna be like, Vince had this podcast called A Few Little Outfits.
Wait, 2 years. Oh.
That's a rough 2 years coming. Anything else? Segue challenge?
Well, I bet in the future we'll appreciate this topic, but for now, let's ignore it.
Okay, John?
All right, I'm going to do my mystery topic. I want to talk about how I have like this weird impulse to have opinions and things that I have no business having opinions in.
Oh, gosh, Dave, raise your
Like,
hand in
oh
unity.
yeah, I got a lot to say on this. I have opinions.
Like one thing I think about is, like I watch cooking shows and stuff, and I haven't eaten meat in like 10 years. But I still have like strong opinions about how they should be cooking that meat or how they should be preparing it or like all that stuff. Like, like it literally means nothing to me. Another one is, like I grew up very strong Christian, and even though like I don't believe any of it anymore, I have opinions like, well, if you're gonna believe it, this is how like you should interpret the Bible. Like, oh, you believe that about Jesus, but this passage says such and such. Like,
Ooh.
it, but I guess maybe it's just like any work of like art where you're like just you have your own interpretations of it or whatever. I don't know, but it's like yeah, it's like no. I have no skin in the game, but I'm still like, this is the right way to interpret it here. And then this is slightly different lines, but just, like I have no kids, never want to, but I do have opinions on how people parent their own children, especially, kids I run into in public or whatever.
I just I don't think I am like that. I try, especially try not to be. You know, I try to be open-minded where I'm like, oh, I've never heard of this before. Tell me more. You know, I'm not the one to be like, oh yeah, let me just rattle off some things I've heard and that's my opinion or something like that. No, I try not to do that because, you know, someone's gonna call you out on that someday, and it sucks, you know, because you're exposed as being some like, oh, I have bold declarations on things. I have no idea what I'm talking about. So I try and stay away from that. I think, yeah, because I have been called out on stuff when I just rattle off. So after a couple times, you know, you're like, I'm not gonna, yeah, I have my place. Go ahead, someone else. You know what I'm saying? So, what about you, Dave?
I'm probably more like John, where like I have opinions on stuff, and then I'm like, I'll talk to people, and then I'll kind of like I always had opinions about like people with mental illness and taking like antidepressants and stuff like this. I had opinions on that, even though I've never been on any medication ever. But I have opinion. Like, why do I have an opinion? And like, I was talking to my mom about it. My mom was like, "David, you just kind of need to shut up. If you don't know anything about a topic, that's okay. You don't need to have an opinion." She's like, "These things help a lot of people, and if they help, it's not everything's for everyone, but if it helps some people, then it's a good thing." And I'm like, "Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right." I'm like, "It's that's all the opinion you need to have. Like, you don't need to like have a huge giant opinion on every single thing." And it's one of those things I learned, like when I was going, I didn't go to college until I was like in my late 20s, early 30s. And I learned that there are experts out there who know lots of stuff, who have spent, years of their life studying things and knowing a lot about certain subjects. And you need to acknowledge that there are people out there who know more than you. You have to be humble enough to be like, "You know what? I don't have an opinion on this. Like this, I'm just gonna kind of step back and not have an opinion. Like I know what I think. I still think things, but I can't like dig my feet into the ground and be like, yeah, this is what I truly believe, because I really don't know. I'm like, I have my opinions, but I'm not gonna like take a hard stance on anything." But I do, one of the fun things is watching people with their kids and being like, "See, they're doing it all wrong." Because I'll watch people and they'll be asking their kids, "All right, do you want to do this or do you want to do this?" And I'm like, "They're 3 years old. Like, no, you tell them what they need to do. Like, they're three. They don't need to be making decisions for themselves. That's why you're the parent. You need to be making the decisions, not the 3 year old."
I had this outrageous statement once. I think I was taking a client to a dentist office or something like that, but the woman, the dentist, was this very, you know, attractive woman or whatever, and I tried to impress her by spouting off, and I don't even know how we got onto it, but I'm like, oh, you know, you don't hear about third world countries with people with OCD in third world countries. Something like that. It was, and I'm thinking back, like, she didn't correct me. She didn't like indicate that, like, no, you're wrong or anything. But looking back, I'm like, what the fuck did you know? Like, shut the fuck up, you know? Like, yeah, like that actually, I think of that sometimes as like a reminder, like, don't spout off on things you don't know. Like, you're just going to embarrass yourself, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole class of things. I wasn't even thinking about stuff that, like, there's definitely things that you don't know anything about, so why have an opinion in it? But just stuff that, like, why do you even care enough to have an opinion of it? It's like a whole other thing. But both are fun.
Well, like
I
during,
know.
I mean, this is topical, sorry, but this is kind of topical with the fires and stuff. And like people are posting on Facebook about the fires, and I'm like, I'm not going to. I don't know. I don't know enough. Like, it's crazy how one topic people are like posting about it, and it's like, you don't know anything about fires, you know? Like, you don't know anything about much. Like, I know you guys. Like, holy shit. It's crazy. What were you gonna say, Dave?
Oh, trying to remember what I was
He
going
was
to
just
say.
going to say how much he knows about fires.
Yeah, right. Two
Yeah.
sticks. Rub them together.
Oh, I got
Yeah.
Prometheus
What was
over
I
here.
gonna say? Man, I totally blanked on what I was gonna say.
Just make one up. That's what you
Yeah.
used to No, I thought of
Oh,
that.
yeah.
Go ahead.
I remember now. Well, just with like reality TV, like if you watch like the TV show The Voice, I've talked about like The Voice or, like America's Got Talent, like you're just sitting there watching TV and your job, I don't know, as the viewer, to me, I feel like my job is to nitpick every little thing I see. And I'm just like, ah, they're a little flat on that note there. Eh. This wasn't as good as the last singer, and I'm just like picking them apart and like having an opinion like this person's better than this person. And I'm like, I wish I could just like turn that part of my brain off and just like, because I know when like my grandma watches this show, she's just sitting there enjoying the music. She's not like hyper analyzing every little thing and nitpicking like I am. She's just like, oh, music. I like songs. This is good. Having fun. And I'm like, I need to like learn how to like access that part where I can just turn my brain off the noise of my brain and just enjoy something for what it's worth.
Someday.
I'll be even more bold tomorrow. That's my strong opinion.
Yeah,
It's my bold declaration. Segue challenge, I guess. Unless we have something else.
I've got some thoughts about how this next topic should go down. So you be ready for those.
Go ahead, Dave.
Should I talk about my hate?
If you feel it, do
Okay.
it.
All right.
Yes, absolutely.
I have a hate for like companies that rebrand themselves. And there's different ways a company can rebrand themselves. Sometimes they're just like changing their logo, or they like swap up their logo, they change the colors. And that's kind of like the minor way to, rebrand your company. But then there's like companies that just totally change the name of their company. Most recently, it's like Twitter going to X. It's one of the worst name changes ever. Twitter was a perfect name. Twitter, it's got the little blue bird and it's like chirping and it's like messages to other people. It's awesome. Like, it's just a perfect name to me. And then to just like ruin that, like totally get rid of that name, switch it to X, and then just like have a black logo, which is an X. It's stupid. It's unoriginal. Like, I get that like Elon has like SpaceX. He might even have a child that's named X. I'm not sure. He's got some weird named kids.
Yeah, I feel like he named some earlier company X too, like, and that company wasn't successful. So, or, I don't remember exactly, but yeah, it's definitely a thing he's wanted to do.
Yeah,
It's
and it's
the
just like, it's
closest
just
thing
a.
to a hooked cross you can get. So I think that's what we're.
Wait, what?
The hook cross, the swastika, you know.
Oh,
Yeah, it's a little
okay.
topical here.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know. The X is just—it's a terrible, unoriginal name. It's just a letter of the alphabet. Like, it has no meaning. Like Twitter, tweet. Like nobody's used those words in that fashion before, and it makes perfect sense. And it's like, ah, why did no one else think of that before? That's what makes a good name for a brand. Trying to think of some of the other ones. There's other companies that kind of switch up their names a little bit, like Best Buy. I forget what their original name was.
What? They changed
Yeah, like
it?
back in the 80s, they had when they were a smaller company, they had a different name. I forget what it is. But mainly, if I remember the other ones, but Twitter going to X was my main example of rebranding that is just really bad.
One that comes to mind for me is HBO just switching to Max,
Yeah.
especially when like Cinemax was like their biggest competitor forever. And, like, it just seems really confusing and unnecessary. And like, you know, it's not working in like both the Twitter X and HBO Max case when people say, like, yeah, I watched it on HBO Max, or I guess it's just Max now. Like, that's how like people consistently refer to it, and not on purpose, but just that's like naturally what you think of it.
Yeah, I remember when they first switched it to Max. I was like, oh, Cinemax bought out HBO somehow. I'm like, I didn't know they had that kind of cash laying around. That's what I thought. But for it, because it was first it was HBO Max, and then they just dropped the HBO, and it was like HBO was the part of your brand that everyone was known for and known for like high quality. And then to just throw that away, it's stupid.
Is that HBO trying to stick it to Cinemax by saying, we're Max now? You know, like, I take your name. I'm
Look at me.
the
Look at me.
captain now. You know? Oh, this is a bit of rebranding that I don't mind. The Washington Commanders. They
Oh,
used to be
yes.
called the Washington Redskins. Now, as a Native American, I've known plenty of natives who liked that, you know, and plenty that didn't. So I'm glad they went with the people that didn't. Yeah.
Well, though there's one problem is Washington didn't come up with like a logo for the Commanders. Like every football team in the NFL, other than like the Cleveland Browns, who just like have a helmet for a logo, like Washington just has the W for Washington. Meanwhile, like every other, like almost every football team generally has some kind of logo. I mean, there's old school ones like Green Bay or Chicago that just have like a letter, which is kind of like Washington now. But I feel like the name Commander, like, I want to see, you know, Master and Commander, like from the movie, or like some
Russell
kind of
Crowe.
mascot. Yeah.
Well, like our high school did that.
Yeah.
We were the Neillsville Warriors, and it was like Native imagery. And then by the time we were there, it was just like the logo was an N.
Right. Yeah,
I don't
our
know
team
if they
went
have
from
anything
war.
by now.
Our team went from warriors to war dogs, right?
Well, I think that was only football because we didn't, wasn't it like a joint team with Granton? They were like the
Right.
Bulldogs. So it was the Warriors and the Bulldogs became the War
Oh,
Dogs, which is kind
cool.
of cool, actually, I thought.
Yeah. I still remember that giant mural of a Native American head at the school all the time. And you know, like it depends. It depends on the person. Do they think that's representation? Do they think like, oh, I'm not a fucking logo, you know? So yeah, it's a
Right.
touchy
Yeah, like
subject.
I mean, this is not my place to have an opinion on it, but this is that was my topic, so I'll go for it. But it's just like when you look at it and you're like, oh, what are the other mascots? Oh, they're like animals. You
Yeah.
know, like, oh yeah, we've got various birds, various dogs, various whatever, and then like, oh, and these humans.
Well, they didn't consider natives humans for
Right,
the longest
exactly.
time. Yeah,
Yeah. Like,
I mean, there are like the Patriots, which is like kind of like warrior type people, or like people who were in an army in a war. So there's some that are
that's
like
true.
other. So it's not like all, but Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, to me, it wasn't like the logo for the Redskins that was offensive. It was the term Redskins that's offensive. Like, I think the logo's really badass. Like, the dude looks like a freaking badass.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people that I know growing up, they're like, he looks cool, like fucking leave it alone, who cares? But then some are like, no. And yeah, I've heard that for a long time. So
Uh,
reprint.
well, I got a couple other examples. There's like Dunkin' Donuts just now is referred to as Dunkin'. They took the donuts out of their name because they also want to be a coffee shop and a donut shop.
Oh man, they beat Duncan Hines to
Bruh.
it.
Wait, they still serve donuts though, right?
Yeah, but they're just
Yeah, more than
Dunkin'.
ever.
They're like, wow, we timed this out horribly.
And then there's like KFC, which it was Kentucky Fried Chicken, but they just changed it to KFC and we're supposed to forget what those letters stand for.
Oh, I thought it was like
I
kitchen fried chicken. No? Is that what it was?
Well, that's what
That's
they
what they want you
said
to
like
think.
during the transition, actually. Like then they said like kitchen fresh chicken or something like that. Like
Oh.
they but yeah, like officially their the name of the company is KFC now.
What? Why did they drop the Kentucky? Just the Southern. Like,
Well,
why? Like, I'm not
I
sure.
think it was just the word fried because they
Oh,
wanted to
really?
not, it was just, you know, it's associated with unhealthy food.
Oh, okay.
And they're like super popular internationally. So maybe I wonder if people just like don't know what Kentucky is, and I have no idea.
Yeah. They gave us the double down. That's all I need. Anything else? Segue challenge?
One thing, I don't know, maybe this is adjacent to it, but just if we talked about how just how it's annoying how like stadiums names will change because of having different corporate sponsors.
Yes, that's so annoying. I hate that.
So like you're talking about like, oh, you know, this event is at the and I can't think of anyone like US Bank Stadium, but I mean it's always been that. But like if they got bought by a different company, like oh, it's at Wells Fargo Stadium, but it's like literally the same location in the same city. But all of a sudden, like you have to learn a new name for it.
Yeah, like in Milwaukee, their baseball stadium, it was Miller
Oh,
Park
yeah, there you okay. They, yeah, maybe we did
for
talk about that.
years, and
Yeah.
yeah, and then it switched to American Family Field, which is the
What? I didn't know that.
insurance company. Yeah, I think it was just like a year ago, a year or two ago. But everyone's just
Wow.
like, it's Miller Park. Like, we're the Brewers, we brew beer, we're sponsored by Miller, a beer company, and then to switch it to an insurance company. It seems stupid, and it's just like to put their logo on the outside of the stadium. It's
I want
pointless.
people to rebel, and they're like, you know what? We're gonna be as safe as ever, so we don't use your fucking insurance.
We're gonna drive the
Yeah.
speed limit.
What's next? The team gonna change their name to the Milwaukee Underwriters or something?
Oh yes, that'd be brilliant. They need to have an alternate low or an alternate jersey. Wear it one week of the year. We're the insurance adjusters.
Yeah, segue. Did we do that?
We don't call it a segue anymore. It's rebranded as a transitional phrase.
Transitional phrase. All right. That's okay. I'll go here. I'll go into the mystery. So I don't know how to. I don't know how to phrase this. Real life noises in commercials and advertisements, as
Oh
in
man, that was a topic I was going to bring up sometime. Sorry, go
honking on the
ahead.
radio, to me is irresponsible because I am a very good driver. I always think of safety and all that shit, right? As soon as I hear a horn, I'm like, oh my God, what? Like I scan around me and it's like, oh, it's a fucking commercial. Hate that shit. Cell phone vibe buzz or whatever. What's up? It's like, zzz. I'm like, oh shit, someone texted me. No, they didn't. It's on goddamn television. And then finally, doorbell sounds. If you're with a stupid dog and they hear the doorbell, you're like, no, idiot. It's a goddamn TV show. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. What do you guys have to say about that?
Alarm clocks,
Yes,
the
that's it.
worst.
Oh, smoking alarms. Because that
Yes.
shit pierces through the air. It's supposed to. Oh my God. Shh. Oh my gosh.
To me, it's the doorbells. The doorbells get me the most. Or if there's just like a low rumbling, vibrating sound where I'm just like, what is that? Is that the dryer? Is that the washing machine? Is it the dishwasher? Is it like what is making that noise? And I'm like, and then I got a new coffee maker and it started to make a weird noise because it's always plugged in and it will randomly make a noise. Just like once every like 4 hours. And I thought it was the TV at first because I'm like, oh, there's something going on in the TV show. But then it happened when it was quiet. And I was like, oh, that was that weird noise I heard in the show that seemed out of place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Criminal.
Yeah,
Like,
it's so bad.
and I feel like I'm just making this up, but. Wasn't there? I thought there was something about like they weren't going to allow that stuff in at least in radio commercials anymore, because you know people are like in their cars when they're hearing that pretty much. But I could be wrong. Maybe that was just something that was proposed. But yeah, like if I hear an alarm clock or like a ringtone that has ever been an alarm for me, it's just kind of like triggering for you because like I hate waking up like by an alarm.
Yeah, it could transport you to a time where you've had to hear that quite a bit, you know?
I've had that with just like being out in public. Like I'll be standing in line at Quick Trip at a gas station, and then somebody's phone goes off, but like the ringtone that they have is like one of the default iPhone ringers. And I've used that as like either an alarm to wake up in the morning or as just like, oh, is that my phone going off right now? Is that me? No. Okay. Like you look around seeing if somebody else is grabbing for their phone.
Yeah, that's happened to me. Like, we're in a store, there's people in line, and there's a commercial about, like, whatever. And there's a phone thing, and you saw everyone check, you know, like everyone just kind of reached into their pocket. Like, is that me?
Yeah, and
It's.
part of the problem is with Apple iPhones is you can set your ringtone to be like this song or whatever it is. However, you can go into every single contact and give different ringtones for different contacts. So I altered that back when I had like an iPhone 5 and the year was 2010. It was 15 years ago, but those settings still apply today. So if I get a call from certain people, it's like certain random ringtones that I normally wouldn't hear. It's not my default ringtone. And because of that, it's just like I'll hear certain ones and I'm like, oh, is that my phone? Yeah. I just never know.
Yeah, it's gotta be scary. Like you hear a ringtone, and you're like, but that person's been dead for like 10 years. Oh my God. Yeah, it's a crime. I hope that bill or whatever, John, like where they get rid of that, but it really is bad. I'm truly concerned about that sort of stuff. But yeah, is that it? Is that the show? I think it
It
is.
is.
You know what? Go to a few GoldilockBears.com and tell your friends, tell your enemies too, because it won't matter as long as they visit the site. I was Vincent Cloud.
Yes, and we've recently expanded which platforms we're on. So search for a few Goldilock Bears on Spotify or iHeartRadio if you like those. And we're still on Apple Podcasts and Pocket Casts and all the other ones that you could ever want. I was John Nemitz.
And I'm David Lauer. Thanks for listening.